The Secretary General told VOA he is generally encouraged by recent Middle East developments. He pointed in particular to the Mecca Agreement that led to formation of a Palestinian unity government. At the same time, Mr. Bond said he was disappointed at news that the Palestinian coalition had not endorsed the three basic peace principles set down by the Middle East Quartet, including recognition of Israel. Among the key stops on his 10-day visit will be Riyadh, where a 2002 Saudi Arabian peace proposal will be reconsidered. It offers Israel full recognition by Arab states and permanent peace in return for a withdrawal to pre-1967 border lines, the establishment of an independent Palestine with East Jerusalem as its capital, and a return of Palestinian refugees to lands lost in the 1967 war. The plan was widely criticized at the time, not least because Israel has several objections to it. But both Israeli and American officials have recently noted that it contains positive elements. Secretary General Bond says the Saudi plan has the potential to move forward the long-stalled peace process.
I think Arab Peace Initiative of 2002 by Saudi Arabia is one of the pillars which will facilitate the peace process in the Middle East. It is encouraging that Americans and Israelis are now trying to revisit this Arab peace process. I know that there are still some reservations shared by Israelis, but one cannot be always fully satisfied with one or two agreements. We must build upon all these good principles.
As UN Secretary General, Mr. Bond leads one of the members of the Middle East Quartet, which also includes the United States, Russia, and the European Union. His visit to the region coincides with a similar trip by U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and Mr. Bond says he hopes to meet her when they're both in Israel. Their agenda is expected to include the Arab peace proposal. Mr. Bond said, however, that his hopes for the Saudi proposal were dampened somewhat by the new Palestinian unity government's refusal to accept international principles laid down by the quartet, including recognition of Israel's right to exist.
Initial report coming from this national unity government seems to be a little bit disappointing. They have not clearly stated that they will abide by all these three principles. I urge that the national unity government will surely adhere to and respect the principles laid out by Quartet. It is important that the parties concerned should respect the right to exist, particularly Israel's, and engage in dialogue without resorting to violence.
In addition to his stop in Saudi Arabia, the Secretary General's 10-day Middle East trip will take him to Jordan, Egypt, Israel, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. Notably, he will not visit two other regional players, Syria or Iran. The UN chief also says he hopes to convene a meeting of the full Middle East Quartet sometime in April. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.